轻松学好英文，就听 Ivy League Analytical English。您现在收听的是最 hot 的常春藤解析英语教学课程。Come on， 快跟着常春藤把英语学得棒棒的。
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ivy League Analytical English. I'm Karen.
I'm Wesley.
Today is February 12th. We're on page 41 in our magazines, and today we have an in-depth reading for you.
就是长篇阅读。
And our title is Venice and the Venice Carnival.
好，这个字面上是说威尼斯还有威尼斯面具嘉年华啊，不过我们翻译就直接翻成威尼斯面具嘉年华。
And as is always the case with our in-depth readings or 长篇阅读, because they are quite long, we cut them into two pieces. We're only going to read the first half today. The second half we'll read tomorrow, and in addition, there will be four reading comprehension questions, so make sure that you're paying attention, take notes, tune in tomorrow, and then you'll be able to answer all the questions correctly. Well, it's not really the main point, that is to just answer the questions correctly, but read the article and learn some new words, some new expressions, and learn something about the very, very interesting city of Venice. Venice and the Venice Carnival.The historic city of Venice stretches across a shallow saltwater lagoon in northeast Italy. The city was once a major sea power and an important center for politics and trade. It has since faded from glory and declined in influence, but the Queen of the Adriatic remains rich in beauty, art, and tourism. Built on a string of islands alongside the Adriatic Sea,Venice is famous for its canals, which serve as roads. The only transportation in the old city center has been by boat or on foot for centuries. Traditional Venetian boats still ferry tourists through the narrow canals, though nowadays most Venetians travel by motorized water bus. Arched footbridges traverse the canals, adding to the picturesque charm of this fairy tale city.Venice is Europe's largest car-free area and a World Heritage Site. While its unique infrastructure is enough to make it a historic gem, Venice also boasts a rich cultural history. During the Renaissance, Venice was one of the most important musical centers in Europe. Countless books, plays, musical compositions, and works of art have been inspired by Venice. Presently,The city draws more than 7 million tourists per year. Sadly, the future of Venice is threatened. Since the 20th century, when wells began to draw water from the ground to support local industry, Venice has been sinking. In many old houses, lower-level staircases are now flooded, and former ground floors have become uninhabitable. Nevertheless, Venetian life goes on,And the city continues to charm its many visitors. Now, I have never been to Venice. Have you, Wesley?
No.
No, I'll have to go there someday. And all of you should think about it, too, because it is really a unique city. And maybe it's a good idea to go before things change too much. You can go and still ride on the boats in the old canals through the city.But according to this article, things are changing now, so who knows what it'll be like in the years to come. Well, let's go back over the article and get a really clear idea of what it's telling us. Our title again, Venice and the Venice Carnival, Wesley has already explained. We're not going to hear about the carnival part of this article until tomorrow, so sort of keep that on hold. What does it mean to keep something or someone on hold?
暂时放在那边。
Right. We use that especially often when we are on the phone and someone else has come in to talk to you. So we might say, excuse me, can I put you on hold for a minute? Someone has just come in.
好，这个中文好像没有一个特别的说法哈。我要是我大概就说，你可不可以等一下？
哦，
哎，好像没有说我把你放在 hold 上面一下啊，没有，好比较不会这样讲。
Okay, but we're going to ask you to put this idea on hold. That means...To remember it in the back of your mind until tomorrow when we will get back to it. Okay, here is today's half. The historic city of Venice stretches across a shallow saltwater lagoon in northeast Italy. Wow, that sentence is packed full of special words.
Yeah. 好，首先呢，这个 historic city of Venice 就是历史古城威尼斯。那 historic 这个字啊，有一点讨厌啊，因为你看很容易看的。但是有另外一个字跟它好像 historical。啊 ，historical 跟这个historic 有什么差别哈？那基本上 historic 这个字啊，指的是在历史上面有重要性啊，或者具有历史意义啊，在历史上面具有影响的啊，这是 historic。好，所以呢，例如说你讲 historic city 啊 ，historic event 一个历史上面的事件，好，或者一个 historic meeting 啊，一个具有历史意义的一个会议，好，或者 historic site 啊，一个具有历史意义的地点。那相对的来讲 ，historical 啊，就是跟历史这个学科跟这个研究有关的。
For example, I'm going to start by giving a historical account of our company.
好，那就是说我要把我们的公司历史讲一下，所以这是跟历史这个东西有关的。好，那有的时候他的意思就是他不是虚构的啊，也不是传说，他是真的历史上有的。所以我们常常讲说 historical figure 啊，就是历史上真的有这个人啊 ，historical figure。那我们也常常讲 historical novel 啊，历史小说就是跟历史有关的一些小说啊，或者 historical evidence 啊，就是历史上面找得到的一些证据啊。所以这些就是 historical 的用法。
There's another pair of words that can be confusing, and they're also very similar, but they're easier to explain because you have different translations in Chinese. One is classic, and the other is classical. Classic is 经典 classical is 古典 Just remember that, and that's enough.
啊，那这个 that's a very good way to learn it. 哈，这个 classic 是经典 ，classical 是古典。OK， 好，那我们这个句子再回来哈，这里面有它的动词是 stretches across， stretch 是伸展的意思，好，所以 stretches across 就是伸展或者是横跨跨越，
横跨 ，yes，、嗯、对，
好，那一个 shallow salt water lagoon， shallow 就是浅浅的，那 salt water 就是盐水咸水的，跟海水有关的，那 lagoon 这个字啊，大家好好记啊，因为这个字呢，你出去度假常常就会碰到这一个字，因为什么叫 lagoon 呢？ lagoon 的中文呢、啊，我们叫细湖啊，那个细啊，写法是三点水，在一个写字的写啊，那个宝盖头拿掉啊，那个字念细，不要念蟹啊，细湖。那什么叫细湖呢？细湖就是说海岸附近啊，会有一些泥沙堆积成堤防，然后呢就把海水拦截，那、啊、形成一个湖。所以 lagoon 常常在度假的地方会看到，因为 lagoon 度假是很舒服的，因为它有一个小湖，然后呢有一个小小的堤防，外面就是海。
对，浪不会那么大。
哎，浪不会那么大，
很适合游泳。
对，那、啊、可是 view 又很棒，因为外面你看那个方向看出去就是海啊，然后有一些小树啊什么的，所以 lagoon 这个字大家就记住，以后你去度假的时候看到 lagoon， 你就可以想想啊，可能是很美的一个地方。
There's a movie called Blue Lagoon.I hear it wasn't very good.
Okay,、yeah. 好，所以 lagoon 这个字哈，那所以这句话整句话就是说，这个历史古城威尼斯，它横跨在一个啊这个意大利北部以浅海的一个啊浅水的西湖。
嗯，东北部。嗯哼。
对哼。
Right,、yeah. The city was once a major sea power and an important center for politics and trade. This one's easier.
Yeah, sea power 就是海上的强权，所以这个城市呢，曾经在历史上面是一个重要的海上强权，它也曾经是一个 important 啊，一个重要的 center for politics and trade， 就是政治与贸易中心。那注意这个介系词是 for 啊 ，center for politics and trade。
It has since faded from glory and declined in influence, but the Queen of the Adriatic remains rich in beauty, art.And tourism, 这些句子都很美耶。
嗯哼，好 ，It has since 这个 since 在这里不是连接词啊，它是副词。好，那例如我们有时候会说I have long since forgiven them 啊 for what they did 啊 ，I have long since forgiven them for what they did。这个时候这个 since 就是一个副词用法，这里也是副词，所以 It has since 从那个时候开始呢，它就怎么样发生两个动作啊？第一个动作 faded from glory。第二个动作 declined in influence， 这个对称的非常好。好 ，faded 就是褪色、消逝。哈 ，from glory 那个介系词是 from， 好，从这个光荣之中慢慢的褪色的。另外呢，相对于这个东西是 declined， 也是消退的意思。然后呢，介系词跟下去 in， 然后呢 influence 在它的影响力方面它也慢慢的消退，所以 faded from glory 跟 declined in influence 是对称的，非常美，所以这个句子才我们刚刚讲是读起来很舒服。好， it has since faded from glory and declined in influence， 但是呢 the queen of the Adriatic 这个亚德里亚海，这个亚德里亚海之皇后 remains rich， 她仍然是很有富有， remains 后面加一个形容词当补语， remains rich， 他仍然是很有钱，不是很有钱，很丰富，在哪一方面丰富，哪一方面嘛，所以我们用介系词是 in， 在哪一方面呢，在 beauty， 在他的美，在 art， 在他艺术方面，还有呢在他的 tourism， 在他的这个观光业方面呢，都是非常的丰富，非常的炫耀夺目。
Built on a string of islands alongside the Adriatic Sea, Venice is famous for its canals, which serve as roads.
好 ,built on 这个地方呢是分词构句啊，就是它是被建造的，所以是用过去分词的这种分词构句。Built on, 它是建立在威尼斯，它因为这 built on 的主词就是后面这个主要子句的主词，也就是威尼斯。所以威尼斯呢它建筑在一个 a string of, 就是一排或者一列啊 ,islands, 它是一列的岛，它是建在一排的岛上面。那这些岛的位置在哪里呢，在 alongside the Adriatic Sea。Alongside 就是沿着啊，或者 next to the side of something alongside， 所以呢威尼斯它是建筑在亚德里亚海沿岸一连串的岛屿上面。那它怎么样 is famous for， 它以什么闻名，以它的 canals， 以它的运河闻名。那 which 就是修饰的 canals， 这些运河呢 serve as roads， serve as 就是它有什么样的功能，它以什么样的功能服务大众，所以这些运河呢它们的功用功能就好像是路一样。
The only transportation in the old city center has been by boat or on foot for centuries.
好， the only transportation 就是它唯一的这个交通工具，那 in the old city center， 在这个古都的这个市中心，它唯一的交通工具 has been， 就是一直长久以来都是这样子，是怎么样子呢，是 by boat or on foot， 那这两个也是一样，大家把它背起来，这是对应的 by boat， by 后面加交通工具，就是说他们只有用船当交通工具，那 on foot 是个片语，就是走路，所以你不是坐船就是走路，那 for centuries 好几个世纪以来都是这样子。
Traditional Venetian boats still ferry tourists through the narrow canals, though nowadays most Venetians travel by motorized water bus.
Traditional 传统的 Venetian boats 就传统的威尼斯的船 still 他们仍然是在干嘛呢 ？Ferry tourists 啊 ，ferry 在这里是动词啊 ，ferry 本来是名词，就是渡船的意思。那动词的话，就是用渡船或者是用船来运送。所以传统的这种威尼斯船，它仍然啊在这个运送着这些观光客 ，through 就是穿越这些很狭窄的 the narrow canals 啊，穿越这些狭窄的运河。Though nowadays 虽然说现在呢 ，nowadays 现在。大多数的 Venetians, most Venetians, 大多数的威尼斯人，他们干嘛呢？他们 travel by, 他们这个旅行行走交通用的交通工具 by 是什么呢？是 motorized water bus. Motorized 就是装了马达的，所以不是滑的，不是撑的，是有马达的。那 water bus 啊，这个是顾名思义，就是水上巴士。
Right. Note the adjective form of Venice, Venetians.It's spelled with a T, 而不是 C, 所以要特别注意它的拼法。
Mm-hmm.
有一个类似的 ,don't confuse it with Venetians. People who are inhabitants of Venus, and I'm guessing there are no inhabitants of Venus, 或者跟 Venus 这个星球相关的 ,Venus in Chinese is...
讲星球的话是金星啊，不过我听到 Venus, 我想到都是美女啊，因为Venus 是爱神维纳斯。
不说什么你都会想到美女 so
Really?
No, don't pay any attention to him. The planet is called Venus, capital V-E-N-U-S. And things that have to do with Venus are called Venusian. And that's capital V-E-N-U-S-I-A-N. 看起来跟 Venetian 有点像，不要两个混在一起。
所以 Venusian 就是金星的，就是这个星球的，跟这有关的。科幻小说常常看到这个字。
对。
嗯、
Arched footbridges traverse the canals,Adding to the picturesque charm of this fairy tale city.
arched 就是弯曲的，那 footbridge 就是走路的桥，就是路桥啦，所以这个弯曲的拱桥哈。traverse 这个字啊，它原来的意思是 to move across an area 啊，通常是 a piece of land 或者是 water 啊，所以在这里呢，我们可以把也是一样翻译成为横跨的意思，所以这弯曲的路桥横跨着这些运河。Adding to 这个是个分词片语啊，分词构句，它增加了什么东西呢？增加了这个 picturesque charm 啊 ，picturesque 就是如诗如画的啊 ，charm 是一种魅力。那这是什么？如诗如画的魅力是谁的魅力呢？是这一个 fairy tale city。fairy tale 在这里是当形容词用，就是童话般的。好，所以让这个童话般的这个城市呢，增添了很多如诗如画的这种魅力。
Venice is Europe's largest car-free area and a World Heritage Site.
好，威尼斯它是欧洲最大的无车区，好 ，car-free area， 好，那也是一个 a World Heritage Site， 也是一个世界遗产保护的地区。
While its unique infrastructure is enough to make it a historic gem, Venice also boasts a rich cultural history.
OK， 这个 while 在这里又产生对比啊，所以呢，我可以把它翻成虽然啊。这个虽然呢、啊，它的 unique 就是独特的 infrastructure 就是基础建设，已经足够让它成为一个 historic gem 啊，让它成为一个历史的珍宝。但是呢 ，Venice 这个地方 also boasts 啊 ，boast 这个字啊，本来是吹牛的意思，但是它有另外一个意思，当及物动词的时候呢，它另外一个意思就是 to have something that is very good。That you are very proud of, 所以这是具有翻成中文就是具有啦但在英文里面呢这个意思除了具有之外还有那种就很骄傲那种感觉所以威尼斯它也有一个很丰富的文化历史。
During the Renaissance, Venice was one of the most important musical centers in Europe.
好 ,during the Renaissance, 这个 Renaissance 这个字很多种念法了这个英国人好像会念 Renaissance.
Right.
所以这个字各种念法都有可能不过你不要乱念OK, 所以呢在这个文艺复兴时期呢威尼斯它是最重要的 musical centers, 一个音乐的中心欧洲音乐中心最重要的一个中心那之一 ,one of the, 那这种是英文的习惯用法了那中文其实你就直接说它是欧洲最重要的音乐中心就好了但英文为了要求精确它不敢讲 the most, 它只敢说 one of the most。
你中文可以不要加之一吗我自己还是会加那是不是我的英文的习惯呢
有可能因为传统的中文里面是没有这种什么什么什么之一、来表达的用法。那事实上最好的说法英文如果说 one of the most 什么什么中文最我觉得最贴切的方法就是很的意思。
That's a good idea.
那你不要、你如果说你中文讲说它是音乐最重要的音乐中心那就真的是最重要的。
Right.
那就是 the most. 那英文如果是 one of the most, 其实它的意思就是很的意思。
对那就很好。
所以你这里就可以说威尼斯当时呢在文艺复兴时代它是欧洲很重要的一个音乐中心。
漂亮。
嗯哼。
Okay, countless books, plays, musical compositions, and works of art have been inspired by Venice.
好所以这个主词蛮长的这一个句子、它的主词就是 countless books, plays, musical compositions, and works of art 好数不清的 countless 好数不清的书好 plays, 戏剧 musical compositions 好那 composition 单独一个字我们都知道这是作文的意思嘛好但是呢所以这里你如果只写 composition 别人不知道你在讲什么东西所以你要加一个 musical 是音乐方面的 composition 那就是所谓的乐曲有很多的乐曲还有Works of art, 那注意那个 works 可以加 s 的 ,works of art 就是艺术作品。那有数不清的这些东西呢 ,have been inspired by Venice, 他们都是受到了这个 Venice 这个地方的这个激发而得到的灵感。
Presently, the city draws more than 7 million tourists per year.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
难怪他们会听说他们在沉嘛 ,they're sinking.
Yeah.
我想他人太多了。
Especially if there's lots of Americans.
Okay. 然后呢这个刚刚那个笑话大家有没有听懂这个 lots of Americans, 因为有人开玩笑很多美国人这个体积比较大一点。
Somebody walked up to me at a bus stop, and she said, Oh, where are you from? I said, I'm American. She said, Ah, but American, very big.
okay, 好，我们再回到这个当然都是开玩笑的了。那我们再回来看看我们这个句子。Presently, 就是目前，这个 城市呢 draws 就是 attracts 的意思，这个 draw 在这里不是拉的意思，就是吸引的意思啊，所以它 attract 它吸引了超过700万的观光客一年啊，所以它一年光观光客就700万。
Yeah, you think that the population of Taipei is just a little bit over 2 million. So multiply that by 3.5 and you can imagine the number of tourists in Venice in 1 year.
大家注意一下那个乘怎么讲啊 ,multiply that by 多少多少、啊 mm. 就是以多少乘多少。
Right. Sadly, the future of Venice is threatened.
好那让我们觉得很难过的是、啊、这个威尼斯的未来受到了威胁 ,is threatened, 受到了威胁。
Since the 20th century, when wells began to draw water from the ground to support local industry, Venice has been sinking.
OK, 好所以自从20世纪以来那20世纪后面那个 when 那个子句呢就是指20世纪。所以20世纪发生什么事情呢在20世纪的时候 wells 就是水井、啊、began 就是开始 to draw 就是吸或者是取因为它后面 draw water 就是吸水或者取水。From the ground, 它从地面取水因为你凿井取水嘛。那取水的目的是干嘛是 to support, 啊要支持支援 local industry, 啊要这个 support, 支持当地的一些工业。好所以在20世纪的时候呢威尼斯发生了这些事情。啊我那时候看到这个过去式啊 ,began, 我就吓一跳。啊因为我是20世纪出生的所以20世纪很难想象说现在已经是过去了。
Well, it's、okay. making a little commentary on how time passes.
Yeah,
那没有办法。
没办法。
So, Venice has been sinking. 它一直沉下去的话表示说那个水位会相对的高。
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
好。
In many old houses, lower level staircases are now flooded and former ground floors have become uninhabitable.
好在很多老的房子里面呢 lower level 就是比较低的啊比较低楼层的一些 staircases。staircase 就是指那个楼梯间啊。啊所以很多低楼层的楼梯间现在呢都已经淹水了啊因为这个水位一直升高。然后呢 ,former 之前先前的 ground floors, 啊先前的第一楼啊站在地面这一层楼呢也变得没有办法居住啊 ,uninhabitable, 就是不适合人居住无法居住。
In theory, you could say unlivable, UNLIVABLE, but unlivable usually refers to more abstract things. 比方说 everybody's fighting in the house, it's unlivable.、每个人都在吵架我没有办法再住下去。However, uninhabitable means 根本不适合人住。
OK, 好这个区别啊很重要啊大家把它学起来。刚刚 Karen 老师讲到的另外一个是 unlivable。这个是无法居住的但是它的原因可能是比较抽象的、啊、例如说这个房子里一天到晚有人吵架啦或者是气氛不好那是 unlivable 但是如果说我们用 uninhabitable 的话就是说它的物理条件啊，就是它具体的一些条件不适合你居住、啊、例如说这个房子快要垮了啦或者是根本已经垮了等等的那像这种字之间的区别啊，各位其实好好学一学因为这个英文我不知道我们很多听众啊，英文程度都不错那你英文程度不错你要精进之下怎么这样精进英文怎么样更好就是你要能够区分这些看起来很像的字那你能够区分之后你在用的时候就用精确的字那这样你的英文就是变得越来越好、
mm. Nevertheless, Venetian life goes on and the city continues to charm its many visitors
Nevertheless, 就是尽管如此、啊、虽然说它这个一直水位上升啊等等的有这么多的问题但是这个威尼斯他们的生活 goes on、啊、Life goes on 也是很常见的一种说法就是生命会继续下去 No matter what, life goes on
It's a cliché
It's a cliché, OK
That's right
用的很多、啊、所以这个、啊、所以我才说常常听到嘛那各位不一定要用啦、
yeah.
OK、
哦、可以用、啊、可以用用的蛮多、okay. 而且是很多 situation 你没有别的话可以说 Maybe you've been complaining a longtime、
yeah.
about this, that, and the other thing. Some terrible things happened, and then people will sigh and say, well, but life goes on.
Yeah,
所以你就是要去适应啊。
没错、啊嗯、生活总是会继续下去的。那这个城市也是一样，这个 city 呢 continues to, 它持续的 charm its many visitors. Charm 在这里呢，它是当作一个及物动词，就是去、啊、这个吸引啊，或者是让他们觉得非常的迷人、啊、让这些 visitors 觉得这个 city 非常的迷人。
Right, keep in mind that charm originally had to do with magic. A magic charm 是一个什么东西、
啊、是个具有 魔力的符咒之类的。
So it can be an object, you can also use it as a verb, or you can say to put a charm on someone. That means that...、
啊、你迷住他了。
That's right. So in that case, 你可能是 使他做某一件他原来不想做的事情 because you put a charm on them. Well, I hope you all have the opportunity to find out if Venice will put a charm on you someday. That's all for today. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.icy.com.tw， 这里提供您最齐全的英语学习教材，还有最多超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。